The FPS are proud to announce a proper pick and mix of musical treats.
This Mayday, grab a scoop of sweet music treats.
The Pick and Mix Mayday.
Pick and Mix Mayday.
Pick
and
Mix
Mayday.
Now.
Danny G meets Feeder.
That's Feeder, Buck Rogers on BFBS, the Forces Station, and welcome to an hour with the front man himself, Grant Nicholas. Hello, how are you?
Oh, there you go. Hi.
Hey, up. You okay? Where are you in the world, by the way? I don't know.
I'm in my kitchen.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. You know, I'm not in the shower or the toilet this time.
It's been a very, very long time. I think it was the Eskimo song. That was the last time we spoke.
Ah, right, okay, so it was All Bright Electric album.
Yep, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I do remember that. I like that track, Eskimo. It's still one of my favourites on that record. Yeah, you know, still play it.
It's so psychedelic.
Yeah, I always thought that'd be a good Bond theme, that one. But we have rehearsed that one, so it's kind of in the set as a possible song that might end up on the tour as well.
Right, well, look, Grant, talk to us about the new album and the new single.
Yeah, well, it's a double album, Black Red, our first double album. Quite brave to have a double album, but I thought after being in a band for 30 years, it's nice to try something different. And I've, you know, got all these songs, and it's almost like this is part of, like, Torpedo was the previous album. That was going to be a double. I decided to keep it a single, and there was songs left over from that, plus I wrote a load more. So we decided to make this the double. So it's kind of like, ended up being like a trilogy, really. But when I say double album, I've kind of done it like two separate vinyls and two separate CDs. So you get like a little bit of a break. So it's like two standalone albums in one, very much connected. But I wanted the listener to have a bit of a break rather than just be one long player. And the single, A Lost in the Wilderness, is it our fifth single from the album? Because we've been doing a lot of double A-side singles. It's you know, it's a love song. It's, I don't know, it's anthemic. It's sort of classic Feeder, I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
Let's grow old, stay young at heart. Till death do us part. Laurel Canyon or Tiger Bay. Let's spend some time.
It's the latest Feeder single from the new double album Black Red. It's called Lost in the Wilderness. Now look, 30 years Feeder have been making music. Grant, would you say that your audience has grown with you, and are you seeing like more and more of younger generations come to your gigs?
Yeah, we've got a lot of really young fans that I think have discovered us through their parents and older brothers and sisters in the same way as I got into music. And then maybe kids that have seen us at festivals. You know, obviously, you know, when we've done festivals, we've got little kids on the shoulders of parents, and they're singing along the Worcester High. And I'm thinking, how do you know that song? That was written in the mid-90s, and some little eight-year-olds like singing the Worcester High. So we've obviously got a new generation of fans, as well as the diehards there that, you know, that have grown older with us. So I think we're so lucky to have that, and I think that's a really healthy thing.
Guess I'm stuck in a dream, surrounded by colored leaves on the ground. As I stare at the tree, I see one fall down on my hand. As I start to
Feeder and High on BFBS, the Forces Station. Chatting to Grant Nicholas from the band, and we were just chatting about the success of the band. Like, what is that success like as a group when you see younger fans coming to your gigs, singing these lyrics back to you of songs that you wrote in the mid-90s? Like, is it bonkers?
I don't really think about it, but it is bonkers. I mean, now I've just said that to you and now I'm thinking about it. I have to admit, I don't feel my age because the whole Feeder journey has been, it's never really... We've never really stopped. We've always been busy and I've always been inspired. I've been quite lucky that, you know, sometimes you write that one album and then it's gone or you just can't. And I hope people don't feel like that about Feeder, because it was a very steady climb for us. It took a long time to get to any commercial success. And, you know, people think like, oh, well, you know, unless you're all over TV or all over major big radio playlist, people think, oh, you guys still going? It's like, yeah, we've got a mat, you know, we're doing as big as shows now than we, you know, as we were like 20 years ago. But unless you reach that huge level, it's impossible to stay at that kind of stadium, massive arena level, unless you're in that kind of area. But if you can stay at a decent level, which I think we've managed to do, then that says something. And I think that's just down to us being, you know, working hard, being consistent, but, you know, being inspired still, having a great fan base that's changing. And I really can't complain about that. Sorry, I'm waffling on, but I'm trying to explain to myself as well, you know, why I'm still here doing it. And it must be because of that, you know, just from, you know, just doing what we do.
It's nice to hear you talking about like growing with your audience. It must be a mentally proud feeling as well. I tell you what, go on, Grant. Will you choose another Feeder track for us to listen to?
Okay, next up, as we talked about it earlier on, I'll go with Eskimo, because I think it's a really interesting track, and it's actually one of my favourite Feeder tracks taken from our album All Bright Electric.
Come on, you've got to mention the James Bond bit in there, though. It should have been the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, you mentioned, you thought it does have a little bit of a Bond theme thing to it, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, who knows? It's never too late. You know, maybe they might suddenly discover it and it gets picked up in a new Bond film. This is feelings that implode, pulling me apart, out of control, as I fall into despair. Fever. I shook the devil.
Thank you.
and Mix Mayday. Now. Danny G meets Feeder.
Oh, he's got his phone open. He's just stumped for words. Grant, so who do you listen to when you're not in the world of writing music for Feeder? Who's on your Spotify?
Oh my God, I spend so much time listening to this. I know it sounds weird, but I'm either writing, checking mixes, learning stuff for the live show, and it's just a cycle. So I spend a lot of time listening to Feeder. I know it sounds weird, but I listen to a lot of stuff I grew up with still as well, like classic stuff. You know, a massive Tom Petty fan. I love Sabbath. You know, Zeppelin, The Police, Sex Pistols, Fleetwood Mac, ELO. I love the Eels. I like some old school hip hop like Beastie Boys and Run DMC, Joni Mitchell, Kate Bush. Oh my God, Jeff Buckley, PJ Harvey. There's some great new bands out there as well. I mean, you know, there's so many great new bands. I mean, I love Radiohead. Yeah, I know they're obviously not a new band. Oh my God. I mean, so many. I mean, it depends what mood I'm in, really. But I'm a real, I mean, I love Van Halen. You know, classic Van Halen. I've got a very eclectic musical, you know, taste, really. And that's probably why, you know, why Feeder sounds like it does, I guess. But I'm very much into songs. Yeah, I love songs, you know. Kick it!
Danny G meets Feeder.
a boutique and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
We almost went live through that just to hear Grant Karaoke singing along to Joni Mitchell. You were just crediting the likes of Sabbath, Zeppelin and Van Halen for the way that Feeder sounds today. And no, not blowing smoke, but after the success of 12 studio albums, more than 180 weeks combined in the charts, it is safe to say, right, that Feeder just sounds like Feeder. But your music has also featured in a lot of different, like, TV. And I'm really, really sorry for showing my age a little here, but I remember you guys featuring on the Bratz movie soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. What was that? Well, yeah, probably. Yeah.
I forget it. But I was already a fan of the band, so it wasn't even Bratz that introduced me to it. But, like, you can credit Bratz.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? We've ended up in quite a few things, quite a few films and all sorts. They've used our stuff on, yeah. I mean, feeling music gets used a lot on sport. Even now, we get, you know, we do really well with sport. And I think I can see why, because we have the kind of dynamics and the anthemic bits and stuff like that. So, you know, you need that for sport, don't you? You know, people like that.
Are you more football or rugby?
I'm more rugby. Yeah, I mean, that's why Taka does all the football stuff, because he's more into football than me. And I can, if you ask me, I wouldn't have a clue. I mean, I do watch football a bit, and I've been to a few games, but I tend to be more into rugby. But I do like football as well. I just don't know enough about it to go on the radio and sound like what I'm talking about.
So no, I'm with you.
Get Tackers to do the football, I'll do the rest of it.
Back to music, though. Let's have another Feeder favourite from you, Grant.
Next up, quite tricky. What do I go with next? I'm probably going to go with... I'll go with Yesterday Went Too Soon from our second album, which was called Yesterday Went Too Soon. I picked this one because I remember... I think it might have been one of the first times we did Top of the Pops, and it was a big thing for us. Suddenly being this sort of underground indie rock band to being on mainstream TV on a show that I'd grown up with as a kid, so I picked that one.
What was that like? I bet you got a story from it, surely.
Bizarre. I don't know. I just sort of just being on Top of the Pops, I remember watching it when I was a kid with my dad and watching, like, Blondie and Kate Bush and stuff. Yeah, it was quite surreal. Quite terrifying, because they always made us play live. And some of the pop acts and stuff who were on there at the same time didn't ever play live. So we were thinking, that's a bit unfair. So when people hear it at home, we're going to sound like this raw live rock band. And then you've got this sort of perfect pop artist next door to you who aren't playing live. So, yeah, it was all a bit surreal.
Watching traffic buzzing by and faces nosing in. A victim of regret. It glitters and it fades away like silver turning grey.
Is an hour with Grant Nicholas from Feeder. Just listening to Yesterday Went Too Soon by the band. Look, Grant, do you have a story that you can share with us today about anyone you've ever met where you were maybe a little bit starstruck? Like, you know, they say never meet your heroes, but hopefully if you do, it went really well. Have you got a story you could share?
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, when we toured with U2, that was quite a big thing because, you know, U2, you know, love them or hate them, they're an incredible band. They've written some amazing songs and they've had an amazing career. You know, and I remember we were touring with them around Europe doing football stadiums. It was, they picked out some really good support bands. They had like Ash, Feeder, Snow Patrol, a few other bands. And so we did certain nights and I think it was us and Ash some nights. And anyway, and I remember doing this gig and it poured with rain. We got absolutely soaked and we hadn't actually met them. And we were in our little dressing room and then suddenly like Bono walks in. And we're all drenched, just come on stage, just comes and set, you know, sits and has a little chat with us. That was quite a surreal moment.
Yeah.
And I actually remember the conversation because Bono, we used to wear, he was wearing, you know, those kind of, what do you call it? Is it crepes or drapes? You know, the kind of teddy boy shoes with the big soles?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you remember teddy boys with the big, well, Bono used to wear those quite a lot and he walked in with, and he, And he said, oh, God, you know, you guys must have, you know, you said you did a good job out there. You know, it must be awful weather for you. You know, well done. And he said, you didn't fall over on stage with the rain. I said, no, you know, I managed to not fall over. And he said, oh, I do this thing where I get skateboard, like grip tape, which is the tape you put on skateboards, you know, that you have to keep the grip. And he said he used to put them on the bottom of his shoes to stop him like slipping over. And that's a conversation I had with Bono from U2. It's quite surreal, I know. But I'll always remember that. And it's just weird. But yeah, to have a conversation about putting grip tape on the bottom of his shoes with somebody you'd, yeah, kind of, yeah, they've been around since you were at school, you know, this pop, you know, rock star idol, you know. But he was really nice, you know. And I remember doing a gig some years later that we were asked to do some charity gig that Bono's wife was involved with, and they had, apparently they really liked our song Just The Way I'm Feeling. They had like models there. They had some music. It was a big thing, and it was in Dublin. And I remember sitting next door to the Edge, you know, the guitar player, both having our makeup done. Oh, that was quite a surreal moment. The Edge from U2 having makeup next to Grant from Vida.
I mean, what do you talk about in that situation as two blokes?
I don't know what to say.
Well, look, it is time for another track from you, Grant. You did just mention one, but it's your call.
All right. Listen, I'm not going to do the obvious ones because I know everyone's heard Yesterday and Buck Rogers. I'm going to go for a song which I think is one of our more timeless songs that was a really weird time after losing John, but it was a song that came after all that. And I think it's, you know, one of our most iconic Feeda songs. It's called Just The Way I'm Feeling from Comfort and Sound. It's probably our biggest radio song actually for us. And it's a song that I think will always be, I think that will always be in the Feeda set.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Feeder on BFBS, the Forces Station. This is an hour with Grant Nicholas. Grant, did you hear the big news recently, by the way? The army are finally allowed to grow beards. Only mention it, by the way, because you've always had a cracking beard, although we have seen it a lot longer.
Well, I'm scared to shave mine off because I didn't used to have it, because in the 90s, and no one really had beards. It was all very clean shaven. And I see videos where I'm thinking, God. And I did think about it. Oh, so I just shave it off and see what it looks like. Because I've not actually been clean shaven for a long, long time. And I'm just a bit scared to do it now.
You can't do it because you've probably got a bit of a tan and then it'll look really odd.
It might look really weird. I'm not sure. I did give it a really close one. I thought, oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, it makes your face look a bit thinner. But I might do it one day. I don't know. But I might do it when I haven't, you know, maybe just before a tour isn't the best time to do it. I should have done it during lockdown.
Oh, yeah, just a clean break or whatever.
Yeah, I did think about shaving. Or obviously, I was thinking about just like shaving, you know, doing the whole crew cut and do the beard as well. But I decided not to. But yeah, it's not, you know what? I mean, I don't have a problem with people having beards in the army. I think, you know, I suppose maybe if it's too long, maybe it's not, maybe that's not good if you're in a military situation or in combat or something, but I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts on having beards in the army? Would you be against it?
Oh, I am so pro beards. I think it looks great on a man.
I do keep my beard very clean, by the way. I know there's a lot of bad rap around me, men with beards saying, oh, but I do give mine a good shampoo.
Oh, good. Good condition as well. And look, I tell you what, actually.
It's an important thing to do to keep your beard nice and clean.
Oh, of course. You've got to have a comb. Does Grant Nicholas have a comb?
Mine's not quite long enough. I bet Taka has. He's got a really good beard. He's got a proper long beard here because he keeps it short here. But he's got like the real proper long bit. Yeah, he can pull off. Taka can pull off. He's always liked to be, you know, he always has a good look. He likes, you know, to have a, you know, likes to stand out in the crowd, but he's got a very impressive beard. It comes right down here.
Well, look, from beards then to tattoos, if you don't mind, another news story this year, talking RAF now, they've just been allowed to have tattoos on their hands. And I wanted to ask you, in terms of our audience getting to know you better, do you have any tattoos? I don't know.
No, I haven't.
How are you a rock and roll star of like 30 years without a tattoo?
Hey, I want to be different. I really like tattoos and I have nothing against them. I've never really spent enough time finding one that I want that much on my body, but I have thought about it. I still think about it. Yeah, I wouldn't go, you know, crazy, but I know they're very addictive. So I know once you get one, you want another one. I've got friends who have literally gotten everywhere. And I think they look amazing, you know, when they're done well. But you have to really know what you want though, because if you just get a tattoo for an image thing and kind of rush into it, you're kind of stuck with that really, unless you go and have some sort of laser removal, whatever they do, which is quite a painful and quite long process apparently. Yeah, maybe no tattoos is the new rock and roll. I don't know.
Okay. But now look, earlier we were talking about the music that you listened to, like the music you grew up with. But do you listen to any new artists and bands now? Like, we're loving Wet Leg and tunes from The Last Dinner Party.
Yeah, actually, I only heard them the other day. They're kind of, Last Dinner Party, actually, my daughter plays them to me, or my wife can't remember that. And I listened to them. I was like, oh, yeah, it's interesting. It kind of reminded me of when I hate to label bands, and I'm sorry if they're listening, but it's kind of had little bits of ABBA in there. I don't know if I heard bits of ABBA. I thought they were quite interesting. I mean, I don't know, I quite like them. I thought they were, you know, quite sort of, you know, quite a cool little sound going on there. I mean, I quite like the Wet Leg stuff because it reminds me of a lot of 90s bands. You know, they're cool. I mean, I like that kind of sound. Wet Leg stuff remind me a bit, almost like a little bit of Elastica as well. And I used to know Donna, the guitar player, quite well. And, you know, they were doing really well when we were first starting out. I really like Biba Doobie. I've been into her actually from when I first heard her before she really took off. You know, there's so many names. I'm just trying to think of them all.
I got the big D. I went to school and I got the big D. Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you over there on the chaise longue in your underwear. What are you doing sitting down? You should be horizontal now. Assign someone to worry your mother. Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you in the front row, are you coming backstage after the show? Because I've got a chaise longue in my dressing room and a pack of warm beer that we can consume.
Danny G meets Feeder.
I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven, so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending.
Stay away for too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah.
And hey. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going hey. Out of bed.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep. And sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me.
Too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Been gone.
There we go. Grant Nicholas's favourite, Bieber Doobie on BFBS, the Forces Station. This is an hour with Feeder, and we're just chatting to Grant about who he listens to when it's not his own band.
Oh, God, there's so many. I'm just trying to think. I've gone blank now. I always get asked this. I can never remember names. There's so many bands out there.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot, dude.
And that's all right. I'm in sort of Feeder tour world. So I'm in this sort of, I'm in the, everything Feeder world at the moment. I'm in that bubble of Feeder.
Look, I'm so grateful for your time. Let me distract you with one last question then, and then I'll let you get back to work. Bit of a random one, but party trick. Do you have one? If yes, what is it? And can you do it now?
No, I'm terrible. I sound very boring, don't I?
No, I'm putting you on the spot.
Do I have a party trick? No, not really. I tell you one thing, I can't do it now. I do this thing sometimes where it's not even a party trick, but my mate gets freaked out by my friend Neil's. It's like, I do this thing where if I really, I don't know if you can do it, but you know, if you really like rub your eyes, do you ever do that? I tell you, I can do it now. You know, your eyelids like get stuck in there and they get
caught. You flip your eyelids?
It's almost like the kind of loose skin of your eyes. And it's not just I'm getting older, I could do it when I was younger as well. If I really rub my eyes sideways, sometimes I get my eyes to sort of stay in there, and it just looks really weird. So that's my party trick. That's the only one I can think of.
Oh, try it one more time for us, and then I'll let you go. Come on, let's do it.
Look, I think I need to be warm. Is it dinner? Oh yeah, look. Look, it makes me look like I'm wearing mascara. It's really weird.
Well, Grant, I hope you thoroughly enjoyed this interview with how random it was. I'm so
That's going to terrify everyone.
And it's probably going to go viral on our social media after today. Grant, thank you so much for spending an hour with us. It has been a pleasure. And thanks again.
See ya.
Funny now, it's such a shame, all by myself. Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.